Right, I'm joined now by Mark from the Campaign Against Criminalising Communities. Hi, Mark.
Hey there, all right. Hi. George, nice to meet you.
So, what's your involvement in the Civil Liberties Conference today, then?
Okay, well, I'm here to present... I've just presented information about CAMPAC, the organisation that was formed in response to the initial piece of terror legislation in the year 2000, and all of the civil liberties... attacks that have followed on from that, especially in consequence of September 11th, and how to go about responding to that and repealing those pieces of legislation and making civil liberties happen again.
So CAMPAC's work, is this awareness raising? Is it lobbying? Is it direct action? Is it all of these?
CAMPAC's a coalition of people who do all of those things. So we have... We organise demonstrations, we organise meetings in Parliament with MPs before pieces of legislation come before them. We letter write, we network with other people. We've got a coalition of a network with other organisations that are involved in related work. We're always seeking the broadest possible coalition because these laws affect so many different people and groups. It's pretty wide. And we're letter writing for people who are detained as well.
So what's the main focus at the moment with your work?
Okay, so right now we have an urgent situation with the counter-terrorism bill of 2008, which is almost certainly going to be voted on in June. This builds upon the repressive legislation that's come this far, which is mainly to do with creating... kind of black holes where the rule of normal law doesn't apply. It means that people who are terror suspects are not subject to normal protections of due process, habeas corpus, and basically it creates lots of opportunities for what is known as punishment without trial, which some people know, you know, in a sort of less terrorist related form as ASBOs. You know, ASBOs is one form of that, but at the other end of that you have people being incarcerated you have people being abducted by the CIA and taken to secret prisons which are outside the rule of law, tortured, confessed under torture, and then taken to Guantanamo or somewhere like that where they're, you know, so yeah, all of that.
So CAMPAC are trying to stop this new legislation from being passed?
Particularly focused on this. It's very important that we stop it. It has increased the... people know from the media, it's attempting to increase the period of detention without trial that's possible for suspects who haven't been convicted of anything, never been before a judge, to 42 days. There's also other pieces of very scary legislation in there, which includes secret inquests to protect... police officers and others when there have been deaths in custody. So in theory, you know, the John Charles Domenech case could be, you know, if there's another one of those, then there will be no actual public inquiry into what happened. And this is very important. So yeah, we need to stop it. We need to lobby our MPs, write letters, go on the CAMPAC website, campac.org.uk, C-A-M-P-A-C-C, campac.org.uk, go on there, there's a pro forma letter to the MP you can write. Go on and find, you know, send it to your MP. Go to the demonstration on the 12th of May, which is at Parliament. If you can get down there, come. It's also worth writing to prisoners and helping them. That's a general thing, yeah. But the most important thing is we deal with this legislation. Stop it.
How do you write to prisoners?
Okay, if you go on Caged Prisoners... website, which is linked to on CAMPAC, you'll find information on how you can support detainees in many different ways.
And you're now going to go and do a workshop. Could you just tell us briefly what that's going to be about?
Okay, the workshop is about something new, a new project that has been suggested by members of CAMPAC and other groups to do with how we mobilise civil society as civil society, so that we can join the dots between all of the human rights abuses that have been taking place and taking place now, the links between the abuse of power that takes place on a daily basis in every country in the world, including here, how it affects citizens here, how it affects terror suspects, how it affects everybody, how we can join those dots. And what we're thinking to do is use the 60th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is in December, 10th of December, and create an initiative between now and then focusing on different rights one by one and looking at the history of those rights, the successes, the failures, the struggle, and what we need to aim for and what work's being done, concrete work that's being done, and build a program that we can mobilize for around between now and 2012, and link that also to local community action, where we're bringing people together in our communities to create new ways of relating to each other and new ways of organizing ourselves. So it's not just about a program that's kind of dreamt up and is like out there in the sky, something that actually grounded in everyday life and subverting the Olympics. That's the thing. We reckon that we can take advantage of the Olympics 2012 to make the UK human rights compliant, especially between now and, you know, watch what happens in Beijing, you know, what's what happens there. So, you know, the real Olympics is what the people can do to make the world work, and the real Olympians are all the people one by one who make it happen. If we succeed, inshallah we succeed, then that will be pretty Olympic.
Well, thanks a lot for talking to us.
Fantastic.
Cheers.